ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिर्नैष्ठके। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 15, entitled Bali Maharaj Conquers the Heavenly Planets. Text 35 and 36. 36 is on the board. So I will read 35 and then we will recite 36 together.
ततस्तदनुभावेन भुवनत्रय विश्रुतां कीर्तिं दीक्षु वितन्वान् सरेजूदराधिव।
ट्रांसलेशन पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस A.C. भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन बलि महाराज परफॉर्म्ड दी सैक्रिफाइसेस ही गेन्ड ए ग्रेट रेप्युटेशन इन ऑल डायरेक्शंस थ्रू आउट द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स। दस ही शोन इन हिज पोजिशन like the brilliant moon in the sky. Text 36. Please recite together.
Bubuje cha shriyam suddham dvija deva upalambitam kritakrityam eva आत्मानं मन्यमानः महामनः। बुभुजे च श्रियं श्रद्धां बुभुजे च श्रियं श्रद्धां ध्वज देवोपलम्बिताम् ध्वज देवोपलम्बिता कृतकृत्यम् इवात्मानम् कृतकृत्यम् इवात्मानम् मन्यमानो महामनः मन्यमानो महामनः। बुभुजे च श्रियं श्रद्धा ध्वज देवोपलम्बिता कृतकृत्यम् इवात्मानम् मन्यमानो महामनः। बुभुजे च श्रियं श्रद्धा ध्वज देवोपलम्बिता कृतकृत्यम् इवात्मानम् मन्यमानो महामनः। बुभुजे च श्रियं श्रद्धा ध्वज देवोपलम्बिता कृतकृत्यम् इवात्मानम् मन्यमानो महामनः।
श्रियं श्रद्धा Matajis, what word meaning? Bubuje, enjoyed. Cha, also. Sriyam, opulence. Shruddham, prosperity. Dvija, of the Brahmanas. Deva, as good as demigods. Upalambitam, achieved. Because of the favor. Kritakrityam, very satisfied by his activities. Eva, like that. Atmanam, himself. Manyamanaha, thinking. Mahamanaha, the great minded. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Because of the favor of the Brahmanas, the great soul Bali Maharaj, thinking himself very satisfied, became very opulent and prosperous and began to enjoy the kingdom. Purport. The Brahmanas are called Dvija Deva and the Kshatriyas are generally called Naradeva. The word Deva actually refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas guide human societies in becoming happy by satisfying Lord Vishnu. And according to their advice, the Kshatriyas, who are called Naradeva, keep law and order so that other people, namely Vaishyas and Sudras, may properly follow regulative principles. In this way, people are gradually elevated to Krishna consciousness. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the 8th canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Bali Maharaj Conquers the Heavenly Planets. Om Ajnanati Marandasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkrapatam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindubhaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namo om vishnupadaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pastachya desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam there is a description about how Bali Maharaj became the king of heavenly planets and he was very opulently enjoying the kingdom. To recap this section of Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of those who are not attending every day, the demigods and demons together churned the milk ocean and after so many items the nectar was produced. And it was to be divided between the demigods and demons because both of them took part in the churning. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of Mohini, decided to distribute that nectar only to the demigods and the demons didn't get. So after that, the demons headed by Bali Maharaj was so upset, they waged war against Indra and other demigods. Because the demigods already drank the nectar, they were so powerful, they defeated Bali Maharaj and their party. Bali Maharaj was almost dead, and many of them were completely destroyed. So, the demons took Bali Maharaj, who was almost dead, to Sukracharya, who is a descendant of Bhrigu Muni. And Sukracharya had the mystic power by means of which you can revive even the dead. So in that way, Bali Maharaj was revived, and he also revived so many other demons. And on Sukracharya's advice, Bali Maharaj performed Vishwajit Yajna to conquer the whole universe, actually. Vishwajit. From which the fire of the Yajna, Bali Maharaj got the chariot, the horses, the flag, arrows, armor, so many items for the battle. And Prahlad Maharaj also appeared. Prahlad Maharaj is grandfather of Bali Maharaj. He appeared and gave a garland which will, never fade away. Eternal garland. And Sukracharya gave the conch shell to blow in the battle. So, by paying obeisances to Prahlad Maharaj and Sukracharya, Bali Maharaj, with revived energy, rejuvenated, he again went to fight against Indra. This time, he was so powerful. When Indra saw Bali Maharaj and his army, he said, "Oh, this is unconquerable." Then Indra consulted Brihaspati, his guru, and said, "What to do?" Brihaspati said that, "No way you are going to win this war. If you know that you are not going to win the war, you then make some other strategy." He said, "Now it is not right time for you. Bali Maharaj is blessed by the Brahmanas, Sukracharya, and the power is so much that he can't counteract that. You better hide. Vacate the place." Indra, he got that position, and his tenure is 72 Diva Yugas. You can't remove him in between. But then, sometimes ups and downs happen. He has to vacate. Even though he is authorized to be Indra, but then because of the circumstances, he left the heavenly kingdom. And they were hiding somewhere in the universe without knowledge of Bali Maharaj. So, to become Indra, the prerequisite, the qualification to become Indra is mentioned in the scripture as, one has to do 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, if one does, one can become Indra. Generally, in the next Manvantara, or sometime in the future, already some Indra is there, no, you can't replace him. He has to be there for 72 years. So here is the case, where Bali Maharaj, he never performed any Ashwamedha Yajna, but then, with the power of, the Brahmanas invested in him, he even replaced the getting the qualification after getting the position. If you had to apply for a job of an engineer, you should have an engineering degree, no? You can't get a job of an engineer and then afterwards you start writing the examination. Bali Maharaj's case was like that. Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki. So, in this slokas, here it is mentioned how Bali Maharaj was performing these Ashwamedha Yajnas. And then by doing so, he was getting more and more opulence. And he was very satisfied. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada nicely explains about Dvija Devas and Naradevas, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. So, Dvija Deva is the Lord in Dvaja. Dvaja is twice born. Dvija means twice born in Sanskrit. And Naradeva means the Lord in human being. So Dvaja is technically called twice born. Prabhupada explains that Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, these are three higher castes and they are twice born. And Prabhupada explains that all the birds are also twice born. Birds are also called Dvaja because the first birth is when they actually get out of the mother's body as an egg. Comes out as an egg. And the egg lies down. And then it has to be hatched. So when it is hatched, when the shell breaks, then it comes out. That is second birth. So it's a Brahmana is very proud of his two second birth. Even all the birds are Dvajas. So Prabhupada explains, in the human form, we take birth from mother's womb, that is birth. And after birth, we are covered by a shell of ignorance. By birth, everybody is in ignorance. And if that shell of ignorance, which is covering us, is broken by the transcendental knowledge, by a guru, Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. The guru, with the torchlight of knowledge, when he breaks the shell of ignorance is there, when he breaks the shell of ignorance, then one gets the second birth. Second birth is at the time of initiation. Generally, initiation means Gayatri, but in Krishna consciousness, we have first and second initiation, so the Gayatri is equal to second initiation. The first initiation, Harinam initiation, and the Gayatri initiation. So, generally, the Brahmanas, they do Upanayana. Upanayana means come closer to the spiritual master, and the spiritual master, you know, utters the mantra, Gayatri mantra, into the ears. So, by means of which he is initiated second. So, Dvija. So, Brahmanas. Brahmanas are Dvijas. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that Sri Shudra Dvija Bandhu Nam Trai Na Shruti Gocharaha. Stri, Shudra and Dvija Bandhus. Dvija Bandhu means a person who is born in a higher caste, but he is not possessing the qualification of that. A person born in a Brahmanical class and doesn't possess the Brahmanical quality, then he is known as a friend of a Brahmana. Dvija Bandhu. Bandhu is a friend or relative. Dvija Bandhu. So, Stri, Shudra and Dvija Bandhus, they are not allowed to read the scriptures. Veda Gocharam. So, Srimad Mahabharata is written so that one can take advantage of the conclusions of the scripture from there and proceed. Wherein, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also says, Sriyo Vaishyas Tata Sudras. Here, Krishna puts Vaishya also there, but if they surrender to Krishna, Param Gatim, they can get the ultimate destination. So, even though the classes are there, everybody is having an opportunity to progress in Krishna consciousness and go back home back to God. That facility is available. So in the Dvajas, even though there are three classes, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, there are different levels of knowledge also. A Vaishya may not have Brahmagyan. He needs to know only Artha Shastra, business. You have to do business. You need to know business tactics, Artha Shastra. So a Brahmana is the one who knows Brahman. Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. One who knows Brahman. Brahman is Supreme Personality of God, Supreme Absolute Truth. A one who knows the Supreme Absolute Truth is Brahmana. So, the Brahmana, actually, he has several qualities. And these qualities, one is Satyam, speaking always the truth. So, when a Brahmana keeps speaking always the truth, when he says anything, that also becomes true. That is why a Brahmana curses. Then it happens. There is no way anybody can stop. sharp. Somebody, the brahmana, gives a curse. Nothing can be used to neutralize that. So much so that it is stated that in personality of Godhead, the brahmana represents the mouth. That is why in the Vedic sacrifices, the brahmanas are fed. So the Supreme Lord eats through the mouth of the brahmanas. When the brahmana eats, brahmanas are bhojanapriyas. Maybe we can little bit modify it. Brahmachari bhojanapriya. No, brahmachari ashram, that is nice. Brahmacharis are cooking. So when they eat, the Supreme Lord doesn't come and sit and eat in your feast serving. If somebody is serving the feast, he doesn't come. But the brahmanas are eating the feast and they are satisfied, then Krishna is satisfied also. you can imagine the brahmanical qualification is such that such a young boy as Sringi, who is son of a brahmana, he was just a playboy, he was just playing around. He could actually utter the word and curse actually Parikshit Maharaj. He didn't even mature enough to understand what is right wrong. Still, that brahmanical quality from his father was already existing. So that is a power actually. So there are a description about what are the qualifications of brahmana. So many qualifications. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, samadama tapasaucham chantir rajavan evacha jnana vijnanam astikyam brahma karma sabhavacha. Krishna himself describes what are the different qualities of brahmana. Then Narada Muni describes to Yudhishthira Maharaj very similar thing about the qualification of brahma lakshanam. Same thing, samadama tapasaucham santosha shantim marjavan jnanam daya achyuta atmavan satyam eva brahma lakshanam. So many qualities of truthfulness, cleanliness, peaceful, self-control, austerity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, depending on Krishna. All these are actually natural qualities of a brahmana. So when one possesses these qualities, we will know that he is having the brahmanical qualities. So in the purport, Prabhupada explains about Naradeva and Vijadeva. So the qualities of Kshatriya, who is Naradeva, is very different actually. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, heroism, powerful to fight. Determination, resourceful, he has to have resource. A king cannot be pauper. No. Indra left the kingdom, they all became like paupers, so no value for Indra. Courage in battle. In the battlefield, a kshatriya may prefer to die than run away. It is more disrespectful for a person who runs away from the battlefield. Generosity, charity, he can't be very miser, generous, because he has so much resource, he can give the resource actually. And the leadership, he has to lead from the front, he can't just sit behind and try to fight a war. In the ancient time, kshatriya means they are in the front actually, front line. Not that they send all the army and they relax in the palace. So these are two different set of qualities, brahmanas and kshatriyas. Sometimes these natural qualities, though it is there, by great effort one can acquire other quality also. Like Vishwamitra, he was a kshatriya. But then he saw that the Brahma rishis have more power, Actually, the kshatriya, he has got so much power, physical power. But brahmanas have higher power, which is subtle power. So Vishwamitra wanted to become a Brahma Rishi, but then it was not an easy job actually. Very, very difficult. He has to undergo so much trouble to become a Brahma Rishi. The brahmanas can also perform the role of a kshatriya sometime. Dronacharya, a brahmana actually. But then, because he has all the mantra technique and he had well versed in Yuddha Shastra, Dhanurshastra. So he could fight. He was fighting. Actually, as a Brahmana, he was fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And his own son is a typical example of a Brahma Bandhu, Ashwatthama. So we are talking about Brahma Bandhu who are not qualified. Ashwatthama was son of a Brahmana. He got Dhanurshastra and his father taught him Brahmastra. And then we will find Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that how he first of all killed the 5 sleeping sons of Draupadi, and when he was chased he shot the Brahmastra. And he knew only how to shoot it, he didn't know how to withdraw. And later again, when everything was over, and again he shot the Brahmastra to kill Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara. So these are all the typical quality of the unqualified Brahmana. He was not even following the Dhanushastra and Yuddha Shastra, the etiquette of fight, norms of warfare. He was just breaking. He is a typical example of a Brahma Bandhu. So, the Kshatriya here is described as Naradeva, representative of demigod. He is supposed to represent the demigods. Actually supposed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead through demigods. In this connection, there is a interesting story. With story, I have said this in few other classes, but it is relevant to this point. In South India, in Sri Sampradaya, there is an acharya called Yamunacharya. He was actually acharya before Ramanuja. Before Ramanuja took the seat of Sri Vaishnavism, he was the acharya. So when he was very young, at 5 years old, his father passed away. And his grandfather, who was also a devotee, he also took sannyas. So he was put in the school of a guru and he was learning. And he was the best student in that school. So there was Digvijay, known as Kolahala, in the assembly of Pandya king, South Indian king. So he was the chief, priest, you can say minister, a poet. They keep the poets and different kinds of people in the assembly. So he will call the scholars and he will defeat them. And after defeating, the scholars have to pay tax. Every year they have to pay tax. So like that, he defeated Yamunacharya's guru also. So Yamunacharya's guru was paying tax. But for 2 years he couldn't pay the tax because he was very poor. So Kolahala's disciple came. At the time, Yamunacharya's guru was not there in the ashram. So Yamunacharya, 12 years old, at the time Yamunacharya was 12 years old, he was there. He came and said, "Where is your guru?" He said, "He is not here." "So who are you? You don't know? I am the disciple of Kolahala, the great scholar." "I don't know." "What is the matter? Your guru has not paid tax for 2 years. What? If you are not going to pay further, you will be finished." He said, "What? Tax is for what?" "No, my guru defeated your guru, so he has to pay tax." He said, "What he defeated?" "You go and tell your guru, now I am ready to debate, tell him to defeat me. Then we will pay tax." He said, "It is not a child's play, Baba. My guru is very great scholar, you cannot." He said, go and tell him. So he came and said, and he said, the king said that whether this boy is in normal situation or thoda insane or sane, find out. He said, no, he is sane only. He is ready to do debate. Then the king called him. So the debate started and Kolahala started asking questions. First he started with very simple questions in grammar, Vyakarana. Then Yamunacharya answered. Then he went on, very complicated, everything he answered. Then he was wondering, "Are this small boy, he is so scholarly." Then it is turn of Yamunacharya. So what you are going to ask? He said, I will ask you three questions. So I will actually make three statements. I will make statement, you will have to refute it. You refute these three statements, if you refute it, I am defeated. So, in the meantime, the king and the queen, they were having a debate, Are this fellow, what is going to happen to him? The queen said that, if this boy is defeated, I will become maidservant of your maidservant. So king said, okay, bet, betting. King said, if this boy wins, I will give half of my kingdom. So Kolahala already finished this part. Now Yamunacharya's turn. Yamunacharya made three statements. He said to Kolahala, your mother is not barren. So Kolahala has to refute this, saying that his mother is barren. He was thinking, if my mother was barren, how I would have born actually? He was thinking, what is this nonsense? He was already thinking, what is this guy is asking? And he didn't express it. What silly questions you are asking? Ask proper question. No, this is first question. I will give you some more time. You take your time. Second one is this. Pandya king, who is sitting actually in the assembly, he is supremely righteous. So he has to refute that. Meaning, you have to say that he is not righteous. He said, in front of the king, how you can say that he is adharmi? Dharmi, adharmi ka baat ho gaya na? He was again thinking, what is wrong with this guy? Third question. The queen is the most chaste woman here. So he has to refute it saying that queen is not the chaste woman. He started, shouting, you are very silly and asking these questions like that. Everybody said, wait. If you are not going to refute that, then Yamunacharya has to refute it. So give him a chance, he already made the statement, you don't know me, that's no problem. So let him make the refute. So, Yamunacharya took the quotations from Manu Samhita. According to Manu Samhita, if a woman gives birth to only one child, she is still considered barren. Manu Samhita says, just only one son, one child, she has given birth, she is still considered barren. So, Yamunacharya asked, you have any brothers, any siblings? No, I am the only son. That is why your mother is barren. According to Manu Samhita. The king is supremely righteous, that has to be refuted. According to same, again Manu Samhita, the king actually takes 1/6 of the religious activities of all the citizens of the country. If the citizen are doing dharmic activity, religious activity, he gets 1/6 portion of that. And if the citizens are doing sinful activity, the king has to take 1/6 portion of all the sinful activities of all the citizens in the country. Yamunacharya said, you know very well this is Kali Yuga. Still that time also, 1000 years back, Kali Yuga. And people are becoming so irreligious. So he has to take 1/6 of the karma of all these people. That is why he is not righteous. He is not fully righteous. Not supremely righteous. So king himself was listening to this. He said, yeah, very nice. Yeah, all these irreligious people. That's the responsibility of the king to make people to be, righteous. King's duty. When somebody is not righteous, he is supposed to chastise them. That's why he has got the power. It's not that just tax is collected, money has come, okay. No. A king, so much so that the kings even would go in disguise in the night to see that everything is in order in the country. They can't be covered. They may even go just alone. It is not that they have to go with a big battalion of Z plus security. No, he is so powerful that they can handle anywhere. They are the most powerful person in the whole kingdom actually. Then the third, the third question was, the queen is chaste and you have to refute that. So according to again Manu Samhita, the king is representative of 8 demigods. Agni, Vayu, Surya, Chandra, Yama, Kuvera, Varuna and Indra. He is actually representative of all these 8 demigods. On these demigods' behalf, he is actually taking care of the citizen. So, if queen is married to the king, who is representative of 8 people, then she is not chaste also. 8 people are there, you know, she is as good as married to 8 people. So, queen also was smiling and she accepted. So, in this way, Yamunacharya defeated Kolahala and he actually got off of the Pandya kingdom. By the way, he was ruling Pandya kingdom. Later on, his grandfather's disciple came and, made him devotee again. He was already a natural devotee. Then he became Acharya for the Sri Sampradaya in Srirangam. By the way, we are discussing here about king being the representative of the demigods. Because he is being the representative of the demigods, he has to represent them properly also. Then he will be called Naradeva, the god in human form. The king is supposed to follow the Manu Samhita to rule the kingdom, Niti Shastra, Dharma Shastra. He has to be well versed in that and he has to give justice to people. It's not just a question of autocracy and dictatorship. He has got the power, you can just do whatever you want to do. It doesn't work like that. So much so that we can see Lord Ramachandra, who is Maryad Purushottam, when a dobi made a comment that about the queen, that you stayed in somebody's place, you know, how can I accept like you to his own wife? And Ramachandra could have used his logic or anything like that to counteract whatever statement he made was not correct anyway. He could have justified. But then, being Maryada Purushottam, he said, no, justice should be done. So he said, okay, Lakshman, please take and leave her in the forest. So by example, they'll have to leave. It's not that one is king and he has got so much power, he is a Naradeva and he has got all the power, he can exercise it the way he wants, it doesn't work like that. Most important thing is, he applies to himself and his family, close relatives, the rules, to strictest manner than to anybody else. There is I will not tell you a longer story, short story. There was a king, Chola king, Pandya, this is Chola, Manuniti, he was following Manuniti to such a great extent that, one day, his son, only son, prince, he ran a chariot over a calf. And the calf died. The cow was crying. And in his kingdom, anybody can come and ask for justice. And he kept a bell in front of his palace. Anybody rings the bell, he will come and give justice. And nobody was ringing the bell. He was so nicely ruling. And this day, the cow went and rang the bell. And he came. Cow is crying. Then the cow started walking, he followed. And then he found that the calf was killed and then he asked people, what happened? How did it happen? No, they were not telling actually. Finally they said, yeah, the prince has done this. He called the prince and he told him to lie down. He ran his own chariot over him. It would say, wait a minute, what is this? He's the only son. No, the cow has to get justice. Not even human being, even the animal has to get justice actually. He said, he has done, he has to undergo this. Why? If he doesn't undergo this punishment now, he has to undergo the punishment in the next lifetime. A king is supposed to give justice, punish the person so that he doesn't carry forward his bad karma to another lifetime. It's good. Somebody is a criminal. Nowadays, criminals do criminal activity, somehow or other they escape it. They don't know that the law of the karma is not going to live. So the job of the king is to exercise the power of Yamaraj, who is the supreme justice. After death, if somebody has to go there. If the king is not going to give justice now, he'll have to go to the court of Yamaraj and get that same justice. So better to be done here. So king, in this way, represents the demigods and rules the kingdom and giving justice to every praja. Here praja doesn't mean the human beings. It means all the living entities. That is why, in the kingdom, when sinful activities happen, the king has to actually make sure that they are all stopped. Otherwise, he has to get so much bad karma anyway. So in this way, the king is supposed to rule according to the scriptures, not according to whims and fancies. And to do that, the brahmanas, the ministers,
sages, these other people to advise him. The king has got power, but he has to exercise that power on the advice of and the knowledge and directions of the brahmanas and sages. If he doesn't do that, then there will be an anarchy. There are cases of the kshatriyas who do not rule according to scripture also. Srimad Bhagavatam describes about the story of Vena, the son of Anga. And because his mother was daughter of death personified, he has got very sinful qualities in him. So, Vena, when he was a very young boy, he would go to the forest and he would kill left and right all innocent animals, deers, rabbits, like that. Kshatriyas are allowed to go to the forest and kill not innocent animals. You have to fight with the tigers and lions like that, so that you will get courage to fight in the battlefield. Not chasing behind a deer and a rabbit, you know. That is not Kshatriya. Kshatriya means one who can give real fight. You know, you go in front of a tiger and lion fight, that will prove your strength. So this fellow, even as a small boy, left and right he'll go and kill. When he will play with his friends, boys of same age, while playing only, without any provocation, he will just immediately kill a boy, his friend. He will take the sword and he kill. It's not like, not a play killing, real killing. The boy is dead. So he will enjoy that. And people said, what kind of person he is? This is very sinful. It is not a quality of a kshatriya, quality of something else. So much so that Maharaj Anga, he was so distressed. He said that it is better to not have any child than having this like the child like this fellow. And then he was so disturbed that he left the kingdom and took sannyas. He didn't even bother what had happened. He said it is better to get out of this place. You know, he's so sinful. The king is gone. Who will rule the kingdom? Then the sages thought that, okay, this Vena, he is the rightful owner to ascend the throne. So many people objected. Ministers said, no, he is unqualified fellow. No, but then, still, he is the son of the king, he has to be put. So he was made the king. Once he became king, his things never changed. So he was very proud. And he would insult everybody. And he then stopped all the yajnas. No, yajnas of karna zarut nahi. Stop all these things. Worship me. I am Naradeva. So, what is being said here? Naradeva. I am God in the human form. Worship me. So, so the sages and all, they came together, said that, let us try once. So they, all sages came together. In a very humble mood, they approached Vena, and all the sages said, my dear sir, you are very powerful, you have the mercy of the Lord, and become pious, please worship the Supreme Lord, you are supposed to be representative of Supreme Lord, and please do yajnas. So if you do yajnas, the Supreme Lord will be pleased, and everything will become prosperous, you will become more prosperous, now you are already prosperous. He'll be more prosperous. He can rule the kingdom nicely. In a very, very as much humility as possible. Sages, they could actually order. A brahmana can order a king. Okay, do like this. Still the king has to follow. But they knew that this fellow is a crook. He is not going to follow if they order him. So they went and requested him. Even though they could order, they requested him. Vena said, but I am representative of God. I am God myself. Supreme personality of Godhead. You don't need to do any yajnas. You just worship me. Everybody, you people are all become envious. I am so powerful. Why are you become envious? The brahmanas, one quality is that they are not envious. Because even though they have the supreme power, a king will exercise his physical power. They won't become envious with the king. That's a TK. You exercise executive power. You do executive power. They won't become envious. And here, Vena was accusing them, you all have become, you know, envious of me, like that. The sages said, verse, no more chance this fellow. If immediately by the sages don't need any arrow, bow, sword and all. Just by mantra they can kill a person. They invoke the mantra and they just killed him. You are unfit to be the king. You are Dvija Bandhu of Kshatriya. Kshatriya also is called Dvija. Dvija Bandhu. You are unfit to be ruling there. Immediately they killed him. So in this way, later on, the sages, churned the thigh and the nishad came, all the sinful activities went away. Then when they churned the arms, Prithu Maharaj and Archi came, and Prithu Maharaj, pastimes are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this way, the Brahmanas, they have the power which is more than the Kshatriya, and when they find that Kshatriya is unqualified, they can remove him from the position also. They don't, not because of envy, but because of the welfare of the world. They can manage actually, the Brahmana by quality they are tolerant also, they can tolerate. But they cannot tolerate others, when especially a person like Vena claims he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that cannot be tolerated. If he had said that you are envious, they could even tolerate that. But when they say that you don't need to do any yajna, you all worship me, they said this fellow is insane. You can't put a madman in a position of such a power that he'll misuse the power. Remove him. Brahmana has the power. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that the Brahmanas are Dvijadeva in the sense that they know Brahman, they know God, and they represent the Supreme Personality of God. God cannot directly come and speak to us, but then through the mouth of a Brahmana, the God speaks. From the mouth of a Guru, the Supreme Personality of God speaks, spiritual instruction. By means of which the ignorance can be smashed, and one can be situated in Brahmagyan. And those Dvijadevas, under whose direction, when the Naradeva, so Naradeva doesn't mean that the king becomes Supreme Lord, but he becomes representative of the Supreme Lord. And that also through the demigods. And the demigod, what they are supposed to do, the king is supposed to exercise, like giving justice. So, under the direction of Brahmanas, when the king rules the kingdom, then what happens? The entire kingdom becomes a favorable place for Varnashrama Dharma. So, Varnashrama Dharma is an institution made by the Supreme Lord Himself, so that everybody will get a chance to make progress in their spiritual life. A Shudra, when he is doing his Swadharma, he makes progress actually. Vaishya does his Swadharma, he makes progress. Kshatriya does his Swadharma, he makes progress. Brahmana does his Swadharma, he makes progress. So in the ashramas, a Brahmachari, when he does his Brahmacharya properly, then he becomes qualified actually to become even a Grahastha. A Grahastha does his duties, then he becomes Vanaprastha. Then by doing his duty, he becomes Sanya. So all the ashramas and varnas, they are arranged in such a way that they encourage everybody to make their actual progress step by step. You can't jump too many steps. Step by step one makes progress, so that one can actually achieve the purpose of going back home, back to God, the Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. So it is arranged in such a way that when one does Dharma, he gets Artha, then you enjoy Kama, then it's not enjoyment, means unregulated, regulated enjoyment, then Moksha. So the society, the Varnashrama Dharma is arranged in such a way that everybody will make progress towards perfection of going back home, back to God. So in this way, it is explained here how the society, when it is arranged in the proper manner of Varnashrama, one can actually progress. And if it is not, then one will be in great trouble. So, we are not here to worry about what Varna we are situated, what ashrama we are situated, we should be concerned, that is okay. But then, doing Varnashrama Dharma per se, as per the prescription of the scripture, is not even possible. Even 1000 years ago, Pandya king was taking 1/6 of the sinful activity, and he was not considered righteous. What to speak of now? It's tremendous amount of sinful activities. So,
the best way to counteract all the sinful activity is to take the process of Krishna consciousness as given by Srila Prabhupada and render activities in Krishna consciousness which can make us progress in Krishna consciousness like a very fast lift. We can take the fast lift going to the top floor actually. So, the Krishna consciousness is available even though the Vaishnavas don't really take the new year 2018 like this in a very serious manner. But 2018 is 18 because we are living in the material world. And you have to write 2018 only. You can't write Gaurav Das, so and so. Nobody knows you are living here. So many times people take new year resolution. So this is like a 2018 resolution. How can we can make this 2018 more and more inspiring and Krishna conscious year so that we can make more progress, so we can make some resolution, so that we can practice our Krishna consciousness in a serious manner which will help us to progress in the path of Krishna consciousness towards going back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Is there any questions or comments? उधर देखो माइक है माइक किधर है कीर्तन करके किधर रखा है
हरे कृष्ण Prabhuji, even Lord Krishna knows that was knowing that Bali Maharaj cannot be killed, and he has to take the roop of Vamana, and on that Bali Maharaj was so good that he used to offer whatever somebody comes near him. He was so very good. So actually, when Lord came as a roop of Vamana. And he has asked for the three things that Lord had, Bali has offered him. That one was the earth, and the other was the heaven, and the third one was what actually? Because he had told him nothing is left, and only my head is there. So Krishna, as a roop of Vamana, he has stepped on the head of Bali Maharaj. So where did Bali Maharaj went? Can you please?
Bali Maharaj was ruling the heaven without qualification. Other fellow already qualified is out of job. So he has to be put in job. So, Vamanadev, it is not that you said that Bali Maharaj could not be killed. That is not the fact. He could be killed also. He could not be killed by Indra. If Krishna wants, he could. But he didn't want because he is a devotee. At least he is grandson of Prahlad Maharaj.
He was a pure devotee.
So, Vamanadev put on his head, his feet, and then he pushed him down all the way to Sutala planet. Sutala, one of the seven planetary systems, Sutala planetary system.
You can say Patala Lok?
Yes, is one of the, Patala is one, like that, Atala, Sutala, Patala, Vitala, like that, there are many planetary systems. Patala is one name, Sutala is another name. So another planetary system, lower planetary system, he pushed him there. He said, you be there. And he became powerless.
So he is made as a king of that.
Yes, he is ruling there. And he said that because you have surrendered to me, you wanted to become Indra, in the next Manvantara you will become Indra. Unka already post reserve ho gaya. Tumko Indra banna hai, it is not this time. Because already somebody is in the job, you don't remove him and you sit there. Let him sit there because he is qualified. Now you go down. 72 Divya Yuga, next time, next Manvantara, you become Indra. Already post given. And then he became such a devotee that he could not fight actually. Devotee one gaya. Then what happened? Vishnu said, if anybody is very opulent place, as good as Indra Loka, he said, somebody will come here to fight with you, I will handle them. He becomes doorkeeper. Vishnu. Once Ravana heard that Sutala planet is very opulent. Ravana went to Sutala planet, then Vishnu was there,
उनको मारपीट करके दे दिया वापस. इफ विष्णु वॉज नॉट देर यू कुड हैव लूटेड देयर देन ही डिफीटेड हिम ही केम बैक. सो सुतला प्लैनेट ही हैज गॉन. ही वॉज प्लेस्ड देयर एंड ही इज परफॉर्मिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस. देन ही विल बिकम इंद्र इन द नेक्स्ट मन्वंतर.
थैंक यू प्रभु.
Speak in the mic so that everybody could hear.
According to Varnashrama, there are, I think, categories like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Stri and Shudras. So why women are put along with Shudras?
What is that?
Women, Stri, woman. Why she is put like with Shudras? Because there are so many women devotees, great devotees. Why?
This is nothing to do with the present day situation. Let us be very clear. What is described, don't try to apply immediately in our present situation. Present situation has to be understood in a different light. First, let us understand what it is. A brahmana's wife is a brahmani. A kshatriya's wife is a queen. She has a kshatriya quality. So each of the women in the same class, they will have same qualities. A shudra woman will have shudra's quality. That is called shudrani. Right? So each varna, their wives will become having the same qualities only. But reading the scripture means one has to go to Gurukula. I am talking about 5,000 years ago. Only the male will go there. Boys only will go. Girls will not go there. There is nothing called girls hostel or anything like that. You know, you go and stay in, girls always stay in the house under the care of father. After marriage with the husband, then the son. They are not allowed to go and study. So reading scripture comes in, no? So those boys are only going. So in that, except Shudra, others will go and study. So in that way, because they are not studying the scripture, when we talk about scripture, it means Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, four Vedas, all these things, to understand what is Brahman. So that is not necessary for the women, but they need to do certain other activities. So, when it is said that, suppose some lady come and said, no, I am going to read, I am talking about everything 5,000 years ago, not now. So, ladies don't have to worry about that now. So, they don't study the scripture, so that is why it is not required. In that, Shudra is also not supposed to study. Because he doesn't have the quality. He doesn't have the quality of, you know, to patiently study and understand. He will just work like anything and he'll eat, bus, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, he's happy with that. So that is why women and Shudra, they are in the category that they cannot read the scriptures, which are confidential aspects. It's very, not very easy. In the present situation, Janmana Jayate Shudra. By birth, everybody is a Shudra. Somebody says, no, I am a Mishra, Baba. You are a Shudra only. What Mishra? He will be driving auto rickshaw, calling Mishra, Shukla, Sharma. What you are doing? Auto rickshaw driving. Brahmanical quality is not there. In Kali Yuga, everybody is Shudra. Only samskara, by means of samskara, you can become a dvaja. The samskara is following the four regulative principles. Chanting 16 rounds. If all these things you can do, then you can be initiated. Ladies can also be initiated. Gents can be also initiated. Everybody can become dvaja. Dvaja means, second birth means, you are breaking the shell of ignorance. By birth you are in ignorance. It's like a two-time birth, you know. Egg, inside the egg, there is a small baby. But it is still inside the egg, you know. Only when it breaks out, then it can enjoy the life. In the same way, even though we are born, we are covered by the shell of ignorance. And the shell of ignorance can be broken by the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So that happens when you go to the Guru. So when Guru actually gives this knowledge and you follow the regulative principles, etc., then you are really born. Second birth, Duja. So everybody is allowed to perform Krishna consciousness and everybody can get the benefit of going back home, back to God. So there is no exception there.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the class. This question was there that king will, he will be one person who gets the whole 1/6 of sin of everybody. But nowadays there is no king. So the systems are different. Prime Minister is there and so many people are there. So, then who gets the sin and how much? Because there are hierarchies and there are many things like that. So, it is like very...
We want to dump all the sin on somebody now. So, king means leader. Whoever is taking the leadership role, they have to get it. Suppose there are king doesn't mean only one person. There is a whole hierarchy of small king and middle and emperor like that. There are various levels, you know. So in the same way, hierarchy also there is. A leader is supposed to take charge of the dependent. If the dependent does something wrong, the leader will be blamed. Right? Suppose, for example, you go to your disciple and your guru teaches you and you do something wrong, immediately they will ask, who is your guru? Suppose a student does something wrong, where did you study? Who is your father? In a village, a child does some misuse, they will ask, who is your father? Oh, that person is a nice person. How are you doing like this? Oh, family, acha family. Tattum, aisa kaisa pakad gaya? So, there is various levels of leadership. So, whoever is leading you at a different level, everybody will get some portion of it. And at the end of the day, who is leading the country? The Prime Minister of India. So, he is supposed to make sure things are working in proper order. If he doesn't, certainly he has to get. You can't say that, no, suppose somebody elected me, I was doing, I am helpless, what can I do? No, sir. You took a leadership role. So, you are leading somebody. So, those people whomever they are committing, you have to take charge of it. That is why Prabhupada said, when a disciple, he does wrong activities, the guru takes the sins, isn't it? Prabhupada was very sick. He said that my disciples are not performing devotional service properly. Why? He is a pure devotee. He can counteract everything. Still, he was saying that no, everybody should do things properly. So, the guru takes charge of the disciple and the disciple serves him and the disciple offers everything to him and you take all the services and you have to take the bad things also, you know? If he does. So that is why the guru is supposed to make sure that the disciple is properly engaged in Krishna consciousness. It's not a matter of just a formal relation as guru and disciple. No, it's not just the formality, it's real. So leadership, a shiksha guru takes care of some of the counselees. Counselor. Counselor cannot say that. Oh, the initiation unse liye na sab paap unko de dena. Mereko mat dena. A counselor is in charge of 10 counselees. And if your counselee is doing something wrong, you should correct him. If your job is to correct him. If you are not doing the job, you have to take. So every level, depending upon how much leadership role you are playing in the life of that person, that much karma you have to get. The king is supposed to be overall in charge, so he has to get also. You raised your hand?
Sringi is so small, and how is so powerful that, or he is Brahmana or Dvija?
He is a son of Brahmana. A son of Brahmana. Sringi, such a small boy, how he got such a power, yes? The power came from his father. His father was a Brahmana. So even from the birth, the qualities are already transmitted. So he already had that power. And what, can you imagine when if he is grown up and if he is mature enough, what will be the power? Yes? Because his father was a perfect Brahmana, he got already the power. At least some power. With that power he has already used it to curse. Yes? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaura Premanande.